You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We're talking Reds baseball today with Mark Sheldon, our Reds reporter, as the countdown is on to 2017. And Mark, of course, as we drop the curtain on 2016, you look back at the Reds season, a difficult season, that is no secret. But when you look back at some of the higher moments, the better moments from this Reds team, from a team standpoint, what are one or two that really stand out to you?
That's a great question. I mean, you definitely have Joey Votto's second half, really from June 1st onward, when he was batting 213 on June 1st, and obviously had an amazing stretch, almost historical, what he was able to do, and really kind of reclaim his throne as one of the game's best hitters. He hit for power, he drove in runs, he did it all, obviously got on base, so that was a big one. In terms of an actual game, the one game that really stood out to me was in early July. I think I want to say it was actually July 4th, against the Cubs at Wrigley Field. Brandon Finnegan gave up 5 runs, including 4 homers to the Cubs. It looked like it was going to be another Cubs beating of the Reds, especially since they had an early lead and he couldn't hold it, but they hung in there and they took a 9-5 win. It also featured Billy Hamilton going from second to home on a pass ball, which was very interesting indeed. So I found that the game, for whatever reason, that's the one that sticks out to me.
And Mark, when you look back, and obviously, when you report for a team, you want the team to succeed, but there are times when, the opposing team does something so special, you almost have to, kind of tip your cap and just give credit to the other team. So I know that, the Cubs came into Great American Ballpark early in the season. Jake Arrieta threw the no-hitter. Just from a standpoint of being there for something significant and potentially historic, does something like that resonate with you too?
Oh, of course. I mean, honestly, I don't go there rooting for the Reds, and I don't go there rooting against the Reds. I'm always in there straight up, and I try to cover the games as they happen, and you always look for, as a reporter, for those special historical moments. You want to rise to the occasion to cover it as well as you can, even if it's not your own guy or your own team that you cover. Obviously, the clubhouse was a mess that night afterwards. It was pretty quiet in there, and they weren't too happy because not only did they get no hit, but they got absolutely clobbered on the pitching side. They lost 16-0. So, yeah, but you always want to be there for the big moments. And I've been to now covered 4 no-hitters, 2 for the Reds and 2 against the Reds.
Oh, that begs the question, what were the other 3? I'm curious now.
2 Homer Bailey no-hitters.
Okay.
And the one in the playoffs when Roy Halladay got them in 2010 NLDS.
Wow, that's tremendous. I've seen 1 no-hitter at the AA level for my beloved Binghamton Mets, who are now the Binghamton Rumble Ponies, which I know caused a firestorm on Twitter a couple weeks ago, but at the time they were the Binghamton Mets. I got to see the no-no, and it's something. It might be the only one I ever see. I don't know. So you've seen 4 at the big league level. That is something to envy for sure. Mark Sheldon, great stuff as always. I believe that will do it for 2016. We will talk plenty in 2017. No question. Thank you so much for your time and your contributions, as always. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Cincinnati Reds.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.